You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Ford Motor Company is breaking some rules. That's a statement that leads off today's column from Daniel Howes of the Detroit News. Daniel, you write that it's widely accepted in the global auto business, build where you sell, and Ford's going to violate that practice. What's happening?
Well, they've announced for the third time, which is very unique, their plans for the next generation Ford Focus compact car. Initially, it was going to leave Michigan, and it was going to be assembled in a brand new plant to be built in Mexico. They decided against that and moved it to an existing plant in Mexico. And now they've, for the third time, changed their mind and are going to produce it in China for sale in North America, which has really never been done before for an established model by a Detroit automaker. A lot of your listeners may know that there's a new Buick midsize SUV called the Envision, which the UAW calls the Invasion, that is assembled in China and brought into the United States. But it was a new model and a new size within their range of SUVs. I think this, taking an existing model that's really been around for, probably close to 20 years, and sourcing out of China is a new move, and I think it's going to be the beginning of some other bolder moves by Ford.
Well, let's go further into that in a second. But the Focus is currently being built in Wayne, Michigan. Mm-hmm. What happens to that auto plant and those jobs?
Well, those jobs will remain intact, and that's a very important point. Ford has said this. The Detroit News for the last 2 years have been reporting about what's going to happen to Michigan Assembly in Wayne. They're going to be building a Ford Ranger. They're going to be bringing the Ranger back to the United States. It had been here for a long time, as a lot of your listeners know, and then they killed it in the U.S. with the assumption that the F-150 F-Series trucks, the range of them could be sufficient for the truck market. I think they've realized that General Motors, in reviving the midsize truck, probably was doing the right thing.
So yeah, Ford, the little Colorado looks pretty nice.
Yeah, exactly. So they're bringing that back, the Ranger, and they'll start producing that, I believe, later next year, 2018. And then they're reviving the old name that a lot of your listeners know is the Bronco. Not exactly sure what that thing's going to look like, but it's going to be an SUV. They're going to be building that there in Wayne in 2020. So I think what you see here is, obviously, an admission, the car market, and this, particularly the small car market, is withering, and the profitability of building those vehicles in the United States is not what it needs to be, particularly when you're building fewer of them, so you don't get as big of economies of scale. At the same time, you're seeing them reinvest in trucks and SUVs because that's where the margins are, and I think they're making a bet, as are General Motors and FCA, among others, that over the longer term, oil prices are likely to stay lower than they are high. And we're having this conversation as we go into the summer driving season, and gas prices are collapsing right now. And usually it's the other way around, that in, as you approach July 4th, prices continue to tick up. That's not happening. There's a glut of oil in the market, and the United States has become one of the largest energy producers in the world, which is kind of an offset to the volatility in the Middle East.
Now, as you mentioned, kind of a net zero gain in jobs, no loss, mm-hmm. No gain. But how does moving a production facility to China affect the relationship between Ford and its union workers?
I think any time, China is a red letter word, I think, in the auto industry in a lot of ways, particularly when it comes to union relationships with the unions. I think the fact that the UAW is relatively quiet about this is indicative of the fact that they know that really what's happening here is an attempt to maximize profitability and to site in the United States plants that are going to be building more volume. And those two things put together for a more sophisticated understanding of the industry, and which they do have in Solidarity House, leads to more profitability, which it benefits the workers. Because remember, their profit-sharing checks are directly attributable and directly tied to the profitability of, in North America. And the more money they make as a company here, regardless of what they're selling, but let's assume for a second that they're selling more and more trucks and SUVs, which they are, the more money those workers are going to take home in profit-sharing checks every year.
You're right, it's still early days for Ford's CEO, Jim Hackett. What does moving Focus production to China and the other changes signal as far as the direction Hackett wants to take the company?
Well, one, I think, is it signals that he's going to start making some tough calls. I mean, we've been watching, and I've been writing about and talking on your air about what General Motors has been doing in places like Russia. They've left Russia. They sold Opel after, 90 years of owning it, essentially exiting all of the European market, which is incredible to me. But it's because they've done a cold, hard analysis, and they basically say, we don't think we're going to make any real money. It's going to have huge demands of capital, and we're going to be a bit player, 5%, 6%, 7% in a market where the biggest player is closer to 20%. So we're going to get out, and we're going to show the courage to do that. I think you're going to see more of that with Ford. I think this move going to China, amid the fact, we haven't talked about it, but you've got a president of the United States who's talking about build America, buy America, invest in America, and is not afraid to use his bully pulpit to beat somebody about the head and shoulders metaphorically. But they're saying, you know what, we're running this company for the shareholders first, and if we don't, we're going to continue to get pounded in the markets. So I think they're going to do more of that. I think you're going to see potentially a decision on India. I wouldn't be surprised to see Ford say we're going to exit the Indian market, which, by the way, General Motors has already done. Particularly ironic because it's one of the fastest growing major markets in the world, and some people believe that it could be the third largest single market in not too distant future. So you may have a situation where the biggest American players say, you know what, we don't think we can play there, or we're going to make enough money there to be there, and so we're going to cede it to other people.
Daniel Hiles is business columnist for the Detroit News and a regular right here on Stateside. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.